Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. After fighting a legal battle over its accreditation, financially strapped Payne College in Augusta is turning to an unexpected source. As GPB's Drew Dawson explains, Payne is joining an organization that accredits faith-based colleges.
The Transnational Association of Christian Colleges and Schools, or TRACS, stepped in after the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools revoked Payne's accreditation, leaving the school ineligible for federal funding. TRACS President Timothy Eaton says expectations are different for schools they accredit.
We really ask that the institution take a serious look at how not only they interpret scripture, but how they actually practice day-to-day faith. It really should filter down to the individual student.
Payne doesn't market itself as a Christian college, but the historically black college was founded by the Methodist Church. During the five-year period leading to full accreditation by TRACS, Payne is eligible to receive federal funds, but it must meet semi-annual benchmarks and annually document financial and academic progress. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
A 12-year-old Henry County boy is helping the homeless. Marlon Miller creates and distributes so-called compassion bags to people living in shelters and on the streets. They're filled with basic items like soap, toothpaste, and deodorant. His charity is called Deuce Hands, to symbolize two hands being better than one.
And I started Deuce Hands because when I was little, I always used to see homeless people in the street, and I wanted to find a way to help them.
He was recently rewarded for his charity work, receiving a $1,000 donation as a True Stage Community Spark Award winner. He's one of 20 young people nationwide to earn the recognition. As Atlanta prepares to host the Super Bowl, murals highlighting the city's civil rights and social justice legacy are going up on walls near Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 11 artists were selected to paint roughly 30 murals. The murals are meant to be lasting public works of art for Atlanta residents to enjoy long after the Super Bowl. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.